kindergarten daf mesef is getting daf nun gimel begin on the base you can test mouth begin the gimel but hold the as khadaite you are talking about where the person removed his consciousness and therefore that itself is a psul and now watching it that's what made it possible so I malacha de nakat so why does it mention anything about malacha it's about test khadas so that's mission power that's simply because of the para itself that's mentioned within the brayse, and he did malacha with it. That's what I said, but it really is not relevant to the actual psul, which was because of Hezek HaNas. Or you know, another Portuguese is Avish, a Pasha, even though he's negligent, Laser Daitoi, they removed his countenance, Machmas Malacham, because of the work that he was doing, Balachi Potter, but still he's going to resent Medini Adam, because ultimately the psul is because of Hezek HaNas. And he didn't do an action that is what's creating liability to be mazik. Connect says Mata begins Gemara Gazanhu. He's a robber. Moment Ma'al Yaboy Lishlumi, and he has to go ahead and pay back full fledged money. Jesus says Tim, it's a wonder because the Hechemidama Hocha de Memela, how are we comparing over here something that happens by itself, the Matam Biyadayim to the Halacha of actively contaminating with one's hands? You're bringing a Halacha that you're asking from Hamatame? What does it have to do with over here where it's Truma Vinitmis that became Tami? Then he never tamed the damn chayv. Although every good time, there's what his hands be liable. But hechad the nemes meilav come tamed by itself. Oymalo he can tell him. Here's what's yours. It's in front of you. Because the hamakas we find if someone weakens vayimus chaberei his friend's animal by abundant with stones of a melacha would work chayv is going to be liable. Yet about kashem and melei it by a passive weakening. Oy perush akiva mektsasam or let's say produce that some of it rotted. Oymalo he can tell him. Here's a chalav benachah. Here, behold, this is yours in front of you. Oy by dain him beends because there's still extent the kon b'shemei did not acquire with a shilei. So we see this it's such a differentiation. So what's the Gemara's question? What you can say is the kivin hezik and the kashmei hezik since an unrecognizable damage is considered damage. If that's the case, chashav lekilo nikah. So it's considering as if it is recognizable. Again, if that's the case, that's recognizable. And lechashin the goldman says no greater change than that because it's recognizable. And v'kan magazin machine. And therefore, the one who stole it acquired it. Would it change? V'tzokol sham b'mamalia. And therefore, he has to pay full fledged monies. B'sham kein shagazin. You evaluate the way it was when he stole it. But lematzi amal harishul chabanecha. And therefore, cannot tell him here. This is yours in front of you because you really became liable when he stole. That wants to explain this mission, the Gozmat Bayev and Nifsal, that when he steals a coin and became it voided, it's Kribiak of them, and it says, that if the Shemer brings the ox back after the verdict was handed down, even though it's going to be stolen, most is considered returned. But the Rabbi says, no. Here, this is yours in front of you. Because Tim Cain, because if that was not the case, they should have a disagreement regarding Chametz Pesach, which is the Yisur HaNoish, and they should disagree over there. So rather, what's the machlokes then? It's regarding, can you hand down the verdict of an ox, not in front of the owner is the machlokes. Rabban said, Rabban held in Gurman Din Shal Shar El-Bafanav. You cannot execute the judgment of the ox only when the ox is there. Domalei, where he tells him, Iyaz, he said, Ali, had you given it to me, have a mad ox, Nali Lagma would have hidden the ox in the swamp. Now you already gave over my ox into the hands of someone that I cannot deal with them, meaning with the courts, and it's already too late. Mashma says, it sounds like from that Gemara, but the liability is mishum da'at v'sibiyadayim, because he gave it over actively with his hands. That's what Rashi explains over there. And Baba Kama, that's from him and else. Now, if that's the case, if you consider it as unrecognizable damage, then as we're discussing over here, I feel after say be potter, then even if we give it actively, it should be potter. It's obvious from the sugi over here, as we're saying that it doesn't make a difference be a diamond or not. It's hezik shein a nicker. Bichash of hezik nicker, if it's considered recognizable damage, I felt up to best melee that even the court did it by themselves. Well, after say be diamond, he didn't get over with his own hands. Love me potter. Why should be exempt? You think he shouldn't have watched it? That it shouldn't have come to such a situation? But moreover, him kashet if it's food malein potter. If when they do it under by themselves, he's going to be exempt. Then gam kimat visa biyadayim. But then even when they do it with his hands, there should be potter because the service of the death. For lohay mat visa, even if he wouldn't have given the animal over to them, how you take somebody's malein? They would have grabbed it on their own. Believe see that by him klumet v'sasa, and therefore the owner doesn't lose anything by him giving it over. So here it seems that atvasasa l'toray. That this that you had them grab my ox is you're right. Even if he did not give it over with his hands. What he means to say is, your grabbing caused them to grab it, meaning shleisha malta mitfisa bezin. You didn't guard it from the court grabbing it. So this is where the ramification comes out. Keep and the increment in Shoshua Bufana says they hold that you cannot hand down the verdict of the ox only when the ox is there. So Mashanovia Bez, this that it now fell into the hands of the courts, Khashav Hazik Nikit, that's considered recognizable damage. Lafisha Hazik Nikit Zebum Shir Shemachait. Because since this negligence, this that they got it came through the negligence of the watchman, so he's gonna be liable. And Yochalami can't Ari Shachal of Nakhi Bold, what's yours is in front of you. And the some stories add on the words, that's not recognizable damage, which is not the case over here, because this is recognizable damage because the court has it, and now they can hand down their verdict. No, he doesn't consider what the courts have it as a recognizable damage. Why? Because it does not become invalidated. Or niskel is the gears through the fact that they have it, because if even if they wouldn't have had it, they can hand down the verdict even when the ox is not in front of them. Given the chash of hezik shein and since he considers it as an unrecognizable damage that they have, so he could tell harish shalom benach both what's yours is in front of you. That Pesach passed it by and made it asabano. Which says, although, what do you mean? How could you refute him? We just bring right after the machlekes tanoim on the same things. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, Mishum, come to Yufta, Mishum, Dekin halacha, because ultimately that is the halacha, the Leishma Hezik, the Hezik, the Nikah is not Hezik, so although we bring a tan that holds it is Hezik, ultimately the Gemara calls it a Tiyufta. If someone cooks on Shabbos by mistake, it could be eaten. So Tosfos says, Perish, I feel who Atzma, even him himself. Even on Shabbos itself. The proof we proved the lekam the shaygod amazing that it doesn't penalize when you do it by mistake because you might do it deliberately. That sounds like the Gemara Shabbos Avlam. I've got boyim named Reb Chibar Abba. The Hashem Chibar Abba Shochach Kedera. Aga Bekira B'Shabbos forgets a pot on the stove on Shabbos Ubishla, and it cooks. So the amazing if he did it deliberately, loyachli can't eat it. Pirish. Play by Yom that same day. Beinu Benachem whether him or others. Matzah Shabbos. But Shabbos, sorry, it's permitted a fiddle of the day, even for himself. So too, regarding Shaygi, Rabbi Huda. It's the same thing. On Daf Yedal, Amid Aleph, that the Nan, we learn the Mishnah, that HaShaychit, B'Shabbos, will be Yom Kippurim, if someone slaughters on Shabbos, in Yom Kippurim, Abish Mishchai Ben Hashad, although he's liable for death, Shchitasik Sher, his Shchit is going to be Kasher. Look like Rabbi Huda, explains that like Rabbi Huda. Why don't you say it's deliberately unlike a mayor? And we learn Shabbos Yom Kippur. No, because Shabbos is similar to Yom Kippur. That we're comparing it over there. That what? That's forbidden that same day, being like Lachem, which obviously Yom Kippur is forbidden to everyone because it's a fast. But now, Nami, we learned also that the slaughtering is kosher. No difference to him or no difference to others. Rabbi Huda says by Bemezi Loyechad the Lamas cannot be eaten forever. I know who that's for himself. But others could eat Matzah Shabbos because Ibein who Benachem Kamar. Because if you hold for both, that's Rabbi Yechon Zandler. If that's the case, Bemruvus of the Gemara, Bemakam of Avayin Alv Menav of a Perikil, and Isaac Zubas of Lam Dalal Alv. The Patra Ban Rabban say your example. By Tavak Meshabbos, if you slaughter on Shabbos, Matzah Shalom Bemachemish. When someone steals and then he slaughters, this is generally a payment of 4 or 5. And the Farad Gemara explains, oh, this is something Rabbi Yechon Zandler. Because Amud David says, Matzah Shabbos is certain that what you do on Shabbos is forbidden. So therefore, if Habash Kiddush in the root, it's not considered like a real Shkid. Name not liable for Tavak. So the question is, am I more like Rabbi Yechon Zandler? Why are you saying more like him than him? So obviously, because there's a difference, as we're saying, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechon Zandler. That Lo Yechon Lemetz is only him, not for others. But moreover, the boy, the Gemara asks, my time in Rabbi Yechon Zandler, but like boy, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara doesn't have what's reason Rabbi Yehuda, which, if he held like him, he should say the same thing. So this ends up called the most of the rulers as follows. That mezid to the mayor is shogeg Rabbi Yehuda, and mezid Rabbi Yehuda is shogeg Rabbi Yechon Zandler, and that's how it comes out these three different opinions. If it does it by biblical halacha, then we penalize. And that's just what I'm going to say. Wait a second. What must Rabbi Yehuda? The mission is Rabbi Yehuda, but and yet we learned kaham shapeg lemikdash shogeg b'turim. I thought by shogeg you penalize shogeg at the mezid. So why by kan the mafagel the mikdash shogeg potter? Someone says what you can say is they can send shogeg. If that case we would penalize b'shogeg, mimni b'lo abdi, they would hold back and they wouldn't do the avoda. So to avoid that, there they didn't put in this penalty of shogeg at the mezid.